little bit of.
Entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Budweiser and the LASIK Eye Center. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to the most racist, over-the-top radio personality who's showing family pictures today. Here's Cobra.
What do pterodactyls eat, Dad?
Thank you, Michael.
Well, I just saw a scene that happened to me many times when I was a kid.
What was that?
This little kid was...
Sex?
No, this little kid was trying to go down the escalator. His mother just grabbed him by the arm and jerked him in shape. Can't tell you how many times my mother did that to me.
I bet you were hell on wheels as a kid, Greg.
You know what? I was really a pretty good kid. But, you know, when I got it in my mind, I wanted to do something.
You were going to do it.
Yeah. And then my mother would have to just pretty much yank me back in.
Not
Let me do this.
He was like Digger.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. There was a lot of dog
variety dog.
Pretty much. Need anything?
Poop anywhere?
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Did a lot of throwing up.
Well, we talked about...
Let me do this.
What? We talked about Cinderella Man. And how we didn't think they marketed it correctly.
Right.
Well, now AMC Entertainment. Now, AMC's got a billion movie theaters out there. So if you go see Cinderella Man at an AMC theater, they are offering a money-back guarantee. They say if you don't like it, they will pay you back on the spot.
Wow.
Has that ever been done?
Once.
One time.
With what?
In 1988.
Guesses?
They'll never... I forgot about this movie. We could sit here for 20 years and they could not figure out this movie.
Let me take a guess.
No.
Let me take a guess.
Go ahead.
Stakeout.
The Estevez brother movie? Or was that just Emilio?
I got a guess.
Go ahead.
Mystic Pizza.
Yes, Danny. Good guess.
Thanks,
wow, man.
Appreciate it.
Woo!
He saw the story.
I printed it off.
He did.
That was what I was going to guess next.
Julia Roberts' breakout performance in Mystic Pizza.
Well, that was pretty good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, but...
Vince D'Onofrio was in it.
Compared to Cinderella Man? Come on. So, I think everyone should do that. If I'm going to go see it again, which I'm thinking about doing, I told my wife I wanted to go see it again. It was that good. I'm going to go see it for free.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to see it again. If I go, I'm going to come out and go, nah, it sucked. Give me my money back.
I'm going to come out with a little tear running down my eye because I was so, you know, emotionally tore up at, you know, how good it was at the end. I'm going to be like, give me my money back.
Yeah, but you know what I'll bet they do?
You
probably have to
movie
fill
credit?
Out vouchers,
yep.
Chits,
well, you
and
go,
what? What all else.
Form.
And you know, it probably takes forever to get it.
And they're going to mail you a check.
Right.
It's not like they're going to hand you $8 in cash.
Yeah, right, so you'll get a nice check for $4.50.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to give you the money and you can go down and buy you a 40-ounce.
You're going to have to fill out the forms like Brad Hamilton was trying to make that guy sign.
Yeah. I just want my money back.
You moron.
About to kick 100% of your ass.
What a great movie. That's the Napoleon Dynamite of our era.
Yeah,
I agree.
Kirby.
But this is being done.
Yeah, but that was funny.
This is being done by AMC Entertainment, not even the distributor of the film. Normally Universal or whoever distributes it, Universal did this one, they're the ones who back up the money back guarantee. But the movie theater's doing this, the chain.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead,
Greg.
Did Raging Bull make a lot of money?
I imagine it
won a lot of awards.
I imagine it made some cash.
You know, because Million Dollar Baby didn't.
I'll bet it didn't do that great.
Well, remember, it was released in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, there has never been a more overhyped, overblown movie than that. And
it was
overrated.
It was done by Scorsese, who at the time was about as highly regarded as he is now. Mm-hmm. De Niro was in it, who was at the top of his game then. Let me look at, where would I find it on IMDb?
While you're looking, did you...
Box office and business. Oh. Go ahead.
Well, did you read on down to the article that said that it's possible that they re-released this in the fall? and remarket it.
They'd be smart too.
Cinderella Man. Can you believe
that? How could they re-release it?
Because nobody's seen it.
Well, they are just flipping out over that.
It's because, you know why? Because it's damn good.
It is, but people might not be interested.
Raging Bull cost $18 million to make. It made $24 million.
Not that much.
In the United States.
See?
In 1981.
I think people are leery of boxing movies.
I think you're right.
Rocky made a fortune.
Yeah, it did, but it was a novelty. And, I mean, he had to fight cyborgs and Russians and Mr. T.
I don't think he fought cyborgs.
The Sonny Liston story did well.
Hadn't been made yet, Mike. Hadn't been made.
Needs to be, though.
Has anyone done the Rocky Marciano story?
There's not a good story there.
Why not? He won 49 fights in a row and died in a plane crash.
And really fought nobody.
He kicked Joe Louis' ass.
Joe Louis had it
Joe
by
Louis
then.
Joe Louis is 195 years old, is what you're supposed to say. Quoting Coming to America.
Joe Louis was 100.
Literally. Mike, you'll be happy to know that Bo Bice, in his
In
his American Idol CD, finished second this week in the Billboard Top 200 next to Coldplay.
I'm scared to ask how many it sold.
106,000 for Bo Bice.
Well, good. That's not that great.
No, it's not. But still, it's would you be happy if Sorta sold 106,000 records?
I'd be happy if Sorta sold 6,000 records.
Or how about 106 records? Is that bad? That put you on Billboard 200?
Mm-mm.
Come on. Corby, don't rip Danny and his band.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're so mean.
I bought every one of his CDs.
I can't believe after that prank you pulled yesterday, you want to rip me now.
Not me. I didn't buy any of them. I stole them off Napster.
So Coldplay sold another 186,000. They're on top for the third straight week.
Have they topped a million yet?
Yep. Took 2 weeks to top a million. So they're doing
good.
So what
is on this Bo Bice CD? Free Bird.
Hit That. Pretty
you
Fly.
You got that right.
I don't know. God. I don't care.
Flirting with Disaster.
Right. I don't know. I can't pay any attention to that story anymore because I hate that stupid guy so much.
I guarantee you he will go on tour with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Guarantee you.
That'd be a good move for them.
Grego, did you see this story Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah. Jennifer, won $158,000 playing poker.
Jennifer Tilly is not only the World Series of Poker, she's the first one to collect a bracelet, which signals that you're a champion this year. This is not the celebrity tournament she won. She won the Women's Texas Hold'em World Series of Poker tournament. No Limit in Vegas. She beat 600 other players to capture first place in the two-day event.
It's because they're all staring at her jugs.
That's what I'd have been doing.
Got it. Jugs. Is she not a great cure for sodomy?
What?
What? What did he say?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but it was abrasive.
No, I'm saying get a good look at those puppies, and that'll cure your sodomy real quick.
Boy, she does have a set on her.
They are great, man.
You know how old she is, Grego?
She's like 45. She's my age.
46.
Yeah. I'd do her.
You think?
Yeah.
Now, Grego, do you know who her boyfriend is?
Yeah, he's a poker champion, too.
He's Phil the Unabomber Lack.
Yeah.
Or Lock. How do you pronounce it, Danny?
I think it's Lack.
Lack. So it just runs in the family.
I bet she's got a mustache.
No way. Does she have a mustache?
I'll bet you.
Now, wait, was she in...
Bound.
She was in she Bound was the one with in Gina Bound. Gershon.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
geez.
My sodomy's going away.
Geez. I have that on my computer. Geez.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And she was something
on your computer.
She was something gross. In Liar Liar, too, with that Jim Carrey movie where she wore those low-cut blouses in the courtroom and just jugs... spilling out all over the witness stand.
She's kind of a big girl.
She is now. She's put on some hips.
It's okay. Looks good.
And a little belly.
It works for her.
It does.
Doesn't bother me at all.
No.
Miss America was dumped by ABC, and so who picked it up? Country Music Television. Country Music, CMT, picked up the Miss America pageant.
Country.
So.
They don't even have one of the networks doing that.
Grego,
that has
no one cares. Okay, how do they not?
That used to be one of the highest rated shows of the year.
How can the fat women who desire so much to be skinny like the Miss America pageants, how can they watch Dancing with the Stars but not watch Miss America?
Country.
It seems like that'd be right up their alley.
Well, because Miss America's had it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, a relic of another era.
Why was it so popular, though, in the 70s when I was a kid?
It's because you didn't have the internet.
So you're saying that women in evening wear and bikinis?
Well, there were a lot of things that were popular back then that aren't now.
They wear bathing suits.
Like what?
Pinball machines.
Shasta?
I think when they had all those
doodads.
Yeah, Shasta.
I think when they had all the controversy, you know, with the judging,
mm-hmm.
and it came out that, you know, girls are taping their boobs together and greasing down their ass.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Like Vaseline on their ass where their bathing suits will fit right. They tape their boobs together.
Well, who doesn't? Every girl tapes their boobs together.
They put Preparation H all on their lips. They do all kinds of stuff.
It's going to end up there anyway.
And they can swing around their boobs.
It's just those are the fakest people ever.
Full lessons.
On who?
We have a guest on the phone.
Yes, Danny, thank you, as we try to recover. Now, today, a very big movie opens up.
So
it is
awesome.
War of the Worlds. The Homer Gomer Wells. Is that his name?
I think it's just H.G. I don't think it's Homer Gomer.
It's either that or Orson.
Be funny if it was, though.
Oh, man. Anyway, War of the Worlds comes out today, and joining us now is Big Bob Wolanski from the Dallas Observer to talk about how either terrible it was or how amazing.
So now, you hear the agony in his voice when he says that?
It hurts him to say it. So
a lot of things hurt me these days.
We have been going back and forth on whether to go see this movie because I need to support Steven Spielberg. He's one of my Jewish homies. But Tom Cruise, I don't need to be supporting right now.
He's one of your Scientology homies?
Because he drives me crazy. I can't take him. And I've read a couple of good reviews. The AP writer hated it.
Boy, Ebert hated it, too.
Did he really?
Yeah, Ebert's lead was, I have it right here, a big, clunky movie containing some sensational sights but lacking the zest and joyous energy we expect from Steven Spielberg.
And that came right out of his Eddie Money mouth.
Yeah, what?
Now, what did you think, Robert?
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm obsessed with the Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise thing.
Yes.
Because I have come to believe that we've witnessed an abduction in plain sight.
Really?
You think he's an alien?
No, I believe that if she were a 15-year-old kid and this was just some guy, that we would be up in arms about this. It's someone's been abducted into a cult.
You know, I think you're right. And the reason I think you're right is because of that list of possible candidates
Johansson,
that he screened.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, yes.
He went cruising, as it were.
Right, he did.
Rock me.
Yeah, yeah. For likely candidates. That whole thing about Scarlett Johansson having to go meet the elders.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just been abducted into a cult, and I'm sure his people went out and found that Katie Holmes had said in 17 magazine a few years ago that she had had a poster of Tom Cruise in her room when she was a kid and always dreamed of marrying him.
Yeah, but we all did.
He's hot.
So
Snake.
It just worked out that here was someone ready to be brainwashed by this creepy guy.
All right, so let's focus on the film here.
And yet the film is so good that when you watch it, you just don't think about it.
Is it really that good?
It is. The first hour is really great.
I hear that the first half hour is very Saving Private Ryan-esque, and it's
extremely
hardcore action.
The movie's really gory. I mean, there are several scenes of the countryside literally covered in blood.
Nice.
I mean, it's a pretty hard film to take. You like that, Corby?
Well, yeah.
Blood. How close does it follow the book?
Very close. It's interesting. I don't think it's as scary as the 1953 version, whereas I think is actually more terrifying. But this one follows very closely that 53 version. The aliens even sort of look very much the same.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have the same hands.
So they're all wearing like tin foil?
Yeah. It's really good. It's very effective. It's very scary. It's very creepy. I'm not a big fan of Dakota Fanning's. She's fine in it. I mean, it's like...
How do you not like Dakota Fanning? She's like the greatest kid actress of all time.
No, Drew Barrymore was.
Yeah, but
and Dakota Fanning's what, 11?
Yeah, she drives me nuts for some reason. She doesn't look human.
I think she's too good of an actress.
I don't think she blinks during the entire War of the Worlds.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she's... I think she's too precocious for my taste. Maybe that's it.
Does precocious mean hot?
Not really, Corby, no.
See, he does us a favor, comes on.
Well, it's a joke.
He has to sit through that.
Unbelievable.
He has to put up with that.
When do the Rob Schneider jokes appear?
They don't. Now, listen to this. I'm glad you're on the line, Bob, because you may have seen this, you may not have, in page 6 today about Katie Holmes and her new Scientology school.
Right.
So, supposedly, the Church of Scientology assigned her... a full-time handler,
right.
a woman named Jessica Rodriguez.
Who introduces herself as Katie Holmes's best friend.
She is 29, and she is a member of the, quote, elite corps, the C organization.
Right, so I was in for 3 years.
Okay. Says, like all C organization members, Rodriguez is discouraged by the sect from ever giving birth.
I've known a lot of women that have been belonged to the C organization.
And if she does get pregnant...
Like that, Greg.
She'll have an abortion.
This is not a bad idea here.
Yes, if she gets pregnant, she'll have an abortion. It says a former high-ranking C organization member now tells Page 6, it is estimated that there have been some 1,500 abortions carried out by women in the C organization since the implementation of a rule in the late 80s that members could not remain in the organization if they decided to have children. And if members who have been in the C organization for 10 years decide to have kids, they are dismissed with no more than $1,000 in severance. What is this? Severance? You've been working at General Motors? Is that the type of severance we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm telling you to join.
This is every bit as wacky as the Jim Jones.
Look,
his little cult. I'm telling you, it is.
This woman, Jessica, she's been written about a little bit in the last couple of weeks. She follows like 3 feet behind Katie at all times. I mean, wherever Katie Holmes goes, she goes, and she says, I'm Katie Holmes's best friend. And someone interviewed Katie Holmes's best friends, and they said, who is this woman? She goes, Katie met her 6 weeks ago. We have no idea who she is, but she is not her best friend.
Man, this is weird.
I'm telling you, it's an abduction. And no one's done anything about it because it's just like, oh, it's celebrities.
It's Tom Cruise. What? He's so nice. You see him on, he's in love. He jumps up on couches and says, I'm in love.
What a tool.
It's the most, it's really the most, it's not a love story. I it drives me nuts that people refer to this as just a love story. It's a kidnapping.
It sounds like it's a partnership.
I don't know, man.
Well, he controls like 80% of it.
You read about the contract.
By the way, I'd just like to say it's an alleged kidnapping. I'd like to backtrack.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, stick to your guns.
I got in trouble for that yesterday.
It's an alleged abduction.
So what kind of, do you think they have the normal, you know, guy-girl relationship? Or is it just a business proposition?
Is that where the only relationship like that I know of is I'm always wanting to break up?
Man, I don't know, but bringing it back, you said the thing about Meg Tilly, or Jennifer Tilly, right?
Yeah,
there was
Jennifer.
A poker. There was a Mimi Rogers, Tom Cruise's first wife. She was on some celebrity poker tournament that was on TV a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the poker pros, one of the women, was sitting there and said to her, "Hey, I want to know what it was like." She asked her on camera. She goes, "I want to know what it's like to be married to Tom Cruise." Like during the game, across the table, and Mimi Rogers gave her this look like, "I'm just gonna kill you."
Really?
Yeah.
And she never answered?
She never answered and was offended that she had asked the question. And you just got to know that that Nicole Kidman and Mimi Rogers have got these amazing stories about being married to that guy.
Sure.
And it's just, I'm telling you, there's no way they have a normal relationship. But I'm obsessed with it nonetheless. Which says so.
Well, you know what? They got themselves into it, and at least Mimi Rogers had the good sense to get herself out of it.
Maybe one of these days, he's going to turn up just like Michael Jackson.
He might.
Raping young kids?
Well, no, just
allegedly.
Something that bizarre, though.
Gotta go, boys.
Is anybody obsessed with this as I am?
Yeah, I'll read anything that's out there on it. You know, I don't seek it, but I'll look at it if it's there in front of me.
Well,
you know?
Let's go to the Scientology Celebrity Center on Buckner after the show. What do you say?
Is there one that will they treat me better than they would treat, say, oh, I don't know, not me?
The un-you?
Lucy Papillon?
Yeah.
Gotta go. We gotta go. Damn it.
All right.
All right, Bob. We'll do that. We'll investigate it together, okay?
All right. Be good. We'll hold hands.
That'll be huge.
Bye. Love you.
All right. That is entertainment news. And coming up next, good stuff here on The Ticket.